Hello, this is Alan, your storyteller, welcoming you to the Story Home. And today, as the holidays are upon us, we have a magical tale called The Lucky Christmas Penny, full of the holiday spirit. It is written by your storyteller, Alan Schofield. And if you go to the Story Home YouTube channel, you can watch the special movie tale of The Lucky Christmas Penny. Now, let our story begin. Once upon a time, in a cold and dark December, the moon was sleeping, and the earth was dreaming of Christmas. And somewhere in that busy world was a small boy looking up at the moon. And though he lived in a gray little house with a crack down the driveway, and a few broken windows, there was as much hope in this one boy as there were stars in the night sky. "Mama," he said, "is there a kind of magic in the world that can make an impossible thing come true?" "I don't know," said his mother, "but if there's anyone who can find it, I bet it will be you." So he took his lucky penny and planted it in the ground and said, "My lucky penny, grow into a Christmas tree finer than any." And that night he dreamed that he flew among the stars and visited the smiling moon. And Christmas appeared one letter at a time. C for the colored lights on the tree. H for the happy times that will be. R, reading stories of faraway kings. I, inside where the tea kettle sings. S for Santa, plump and rosy. T, tucked in under covers, so cozy. M for Mother, the one we love. A, all the magic that comes from above. And S for sleep and a long winter's nap. But the penny in the ground never grew at all, and the boy began to doubt the magic of the impossible wish. So he worked for a man at the Christmas tree lot to earn enough for a Christmas tree. But by Christmas Eve, every last tree was sold, and the boy almost wept. "I guess all the trees are gone," said the boy. But nearby, on top of the owner's truck, a fine young tree was tied. "I saved it for you," the owner smiled. "How much is it?" said the boy. "For my hard worker, how about one penny?" "But that's impossible," said the boy. "Trees don't cost..." And saying that, he smiled, for the impossible wish of the penny he'd planted had indeed come true. Once upon a time, in a cold and dark December, the moon was sleeping and the earth was dreaming of Christmas. And a quiet boy in a gray little house on Christmas Eve night smiled up at the moon, shining bright as a brand new penny. You have been listening to The Lucky Christmas Penny, written and read by Alan Schofield. From our home to yours, the Story Home wishes you the very best of holiday wishes. This and many other stories are waiting for you at www.thestoryhome.com. Remember, the Story Home is your home, and the door is always open. With a wink and a bow, this is your storyteller, Alan, wishing you a fond farewell. Till next time.